this is text 1 of chapter 10. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Sri Gaurasundar Jaya Jaya Nityananda Anadi Ishvara. All glories to Mahaprabhu Sri Gaurasundar, all glories to Nityananda, the primeval Lord, Anadi Bhagavan, Anadi Ishvara. Hina Matte Prabhu Sridharera Varadiya Nara 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 Bale Mastaka Dulaya. In this way, Lord Vishambhar awarded benediction to Sridhar, and then began to roll his head while saying, Nara Nara Nara, Nara Nara. It's actually Bengali. I'm not very good at this proper pronunciation. It's an R with a dot under it. It's N-A-D in English. It's N long A, then D with a dot under it, which is Nara, Nara. Something like this, right? Nara, Nara. So, in his ecstasy, now that he has interacted with Sridhar, his pure devotee Sridhar, so now Lord Vishambhar, he's remembering another one of his great devotees. So he's saying, Nara, Nara, Nara. Who is this? Who is he referring to? He's referring to Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is also known as Narayan. Narayana, 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 Narayana. So now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's remembering that Narayan, that Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu came into Gaur Lila as Advaitacharya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Sri Advaita is Sri Narayan. So he's saying, he had a nickname. Our Bhaktisanta Saraswati had many nicknames for his disciples. I can't remember now. And our Srila Prabhupada also had nicknames. He had one servant, his name was Shuta Kirti. Shuta. And Prabhupada used to call him Shoto. You can see in his own memoirs, he used to call him, Shoto! And Prabhupada in his Bengali, he had a very deep voice, Shoto! Yes, Prabhupada. And he would run in to serve Gurudev. His name was Shuta. Shuti, I think it was. Shuti, right? His name was Shuti Kirti. Shuti Kirti means the glories of the Shutis. Shuti means the Atharva Veda, Yajurved, Rigved, Samaved. These are the Shutis. The four Ved. Char Ved is called Shuti. Right? Shuti, Smriti, Puranadi. So his name was Shuti Kirti, which means the fame of the Shutis. Kirti, the fame, the glories. So he called him, his nickname was Shoto. So this is even prevalent in Bhagavan Leela. And in Bhagavan's Leela, he also has nicknames for his devotees. He is Mahavishnu. He's a Purushavatar, Mahavishnu. Karna Dakshayi Vishnu. That's a big signature. Karna Dakshayi Vishnu. In brief, call me MV. Just call me MV. Mahavishnu. But for Lord Chaitanya, that was too much. So we call him Nara, Nara, Nara. So in the beginning, the devotees didn't know who he was speaking about, especially before it was there they met. He was in Nara, Nara. So now again, he's in Srivas Thakur's house, still on the Singhasan. He's there in the Singhasan. He's on Lakshmi Narayan's Singhasan, and he's sitting there at their feet. Shalagrams are all around him. All the devotees are in the Darshan Mandap. Lord Chaitanya is in his Mahaprakash Leela. He's become a third Murti. This is a Murti. The Archa Murti of Vishnu. It's a mandir. You understand? We have in our mandir, we have Archa Murti, isn't it? Parthasarathi. So imagine there's Parthasarathi. There's Krishna, Parthasarathi, Radharani, and sitting in the middle between both of them is Mohan Rupa. Right? Mohan Rupa is sitting in the middle. Imagine you walked in one day for darshan. For 21 hours, morning darshan, afternoon, evening, and the next day, Mangalarti, Mohan Rupa is sitting there. And he's speaking to people. Hey, Sridhar. Say, hey, Krishna Pooja, remember that day when you were in the kitchen, you couldn't find the salt, and I came in and someone knocked on the door and gave you salt? That was me. Acha, oh, and you faint. Now this is what Lord Chaitanya was doing. He was sitting there in the Singhasan recounting the lives of different devotees. Remember, Shivas, when you were running from the Muslims, they're about to burn your house down and turn you into a Muslim by sprinkling water on you and defiling your daughter and your wife? Remember that day and you packed up all your family, you ran out in the middle of the night to run to the Ganga and cross the Ganga, but you couldn't find any boats. It was 1 o'clock in the morning and you heard the horses galloping behind you. With the Muslim armies coming to kill you or turn you into a Muslim, one of the two, and ruin your family and ruin your life. And because if you lose your caste, it's worse than being murdered. And that's what happened 500 years ago. If a Muslim threw water on you, you were finished. You're no longer a Brahmin. You become a Muslim and then you're finished. You're rejected by society. Then you can no longer be a Brahmin or accepted by the rabbinical society. Better you die. And you ran to the Ganga and there was no boat. And then suddenly out of nowhere, out of the fog, came a solitary boatman. He said, "Come, get in my boat quickly. I'll take you to the other side." Because the horses can't cross the Ganga. The horses can't run across the Ganga. So they'd be on the other side. Because it's Navadvipa's islands. It's 9 islands. So once you get in the boat, you're safe. No other boats. Who was that boat? That was me, Srivas. I came, Bhagavan, Vishnu, I came to save you. Right? So this is the Lord. So this is the scene. You have to always keep this scene in mind that now different characters are coming, but the Murtis are there, Vishnu is there. And Lakshmi is there, next to him. Those are the Murtis. And in the middle of them, and Lord Chaitanya is there, well, Nara, 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 Srivas. And everyone's standing like we stand in the altar looking up. Everyone's standing there looking because they're all in the dark. They're not in the Singhasan with Lord Chaitanya. He's sitting in the Singhasan and they're all down in the Darshan Mandap. They're like 6-8 feet below him in elevation and about 40 feet away from him. And 40 feet Dorsay. You know, away, far. So this is the scene that, and so then different. This is the main scene, and then the main act, and then different scenes are coming around us. So now he's Nara, Nara, Nara. Oh, now what? Now what's he doing? Now what's Lord Chaitanya? He wheels his head back and starts saying Nara, Nara, Nara. Prabhupada Acharya, Magaha Nijakarya, Jay Magilanta, Poilon Balaya Acharya. Vishwambar said, "O Acharya, ask what you desire." Advaita Acharya replied, "I have already received what I asked for." Hunkara karaye jagnatera nandan hina shakti nahi karo balite vachan. Then Jagannath Nandan, the son of Jagannath Mishra Vishwambar, roared loudly, "Hunkara! No one had the ability to speak before him. Shakti nahi karo balate vachan." Mahaparakasha Prabhu Vishwambara Rai Gadadhara Gadadhara Yogaya Tambula Prabhu Kai. As Vishwambara manifested his Mahaprakash pastimes, Gadadhar offered betel nuts, which the Lord ate. Dharani Dharendra Nityananda Dhare Chatra Sammukhe Advaitari Sava Mahapatra. Nityananda, who holds the universes on his head in his form as Ananta Shesh, held an umbrella over the Lord's head. Exalted personalities headed by Advaita Acharya stood in front. So in the purport, we're being reminded that one of the expansions of Balaram, who is Nityananda, is Ananta Shesh, Lord Ananta. And then he expands himself into various forms to serve the existence of the Lord, to help establish the Lord's Leela, or for the Lord to be positioned, to establish the position for the Lord, or the existence, or the various functions of the Lord. Ananta Shesh expands himself in different forms, which are expressions of Sandini Shakti. Ladini, Sandini, and Samvit. So Sandini is the functional potency of existence, foundation, support, supporting potency, foundational potency, existence potency. So one form of anantashesh is umbrella, chatra. So in Gaur Leela, Nityananda holds a chatra over the Lord. In Vishnu Leela, or you can say Krishna's Leela of Srishti, when you expand, it's all done by his Balaram expansion, and Balaram expands his Purusha avatars for all that creation. And then Balaram itself expands his Anantashesh to hold the universes on his hood. His hood becomes like a chatra, like an umbrella. The hood of the giant Anantashesh becomes like an umbrella, and on top of that, on top of the umbrella, he's holding all the universe, one universe on every hood. How big he is. So now Anantashesh becomes an umbrella over the head of the Lord. That's one. That's Sandini Shakti, an expression of Sandini Shakti. So that's from the top side. Support, existence. From the bottom side, he becomes the slippers or the shoes. So what do slippers do? What do shoes do? They're part of your foundation. They establish your foundation on the earth. Shoes hold your body up. So that's Sandini Shakti. The shoes are on the feet, so the slippers on the feet of the Lord are Balaram, Anantashesh. That's why all the paraphernalia of the Lord is regarded with so much respect. Like we have these little slippers. I went in one house and they have deities of Radharani Krishna. And Radharani has little chapels. Looks like chapels, a little thing like this, a little thing for the toe. Then Krishna looks like Rajasthani shoes. Looks like little, like pointed, long pointed, and they go up in the end where you put a little bell on it. Little pointed shoes, those kind of Rajasthani homemade shoes. They're like ladies' pumps or something. You know, they're open like this, and then they looks like little elf shoes. So this is Sandini Shakti, the slippers. The bedding, what does bedding do? Bedding gives you support. Holds up your body when you're sleeping. Sandini Shakti, support, existence, foundation, holding up. It's not very difficult to figure out how these energies work. Umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow that supports your head and gives you nice dreams. Then garments. Garments are covering your body, so it helps your existence. It's something, garments, it's covering, it's existence, clothing. The resting chair, the chair that you sit in. Your house or your residence that provides facility for you to reside. So that's why they say the mandir of the Lord is Balaram. And the kalash, I think they call it kalash and chakra. The kalash is those pots above. That represents the mukut of the Lord. And the chakra, of course, is the... The chakra is the symbol of Vishnu. That would be because that's on the top like that. But if it was a Shiva temple, would be a Trishun. Trishun would be on the top of the temple because that's Shiva's symbol. And on the top of Krishna's temple, what do we have on the top of Krishna's temple? We have a peacock. Krishna's temple is in Vrindavan, Nanda Bhavan. And Nanda Bhavan, when Krishna, of course, was here, there was a dwaj, Krishna dwaj. There's a flag. How you see in palaces, there's always... So the temple there is a bhavan. It's called Nanda Bhavan. And the deity of that temple is Krishna and Balaram. And the flag, is instead of having a trishun or a chakra, which indicates a Vishnu temple, or a trishun, which indicates a Shiva temple, this is the temple of Krishna, Shamsundar, Vrindavan Chandra. And on top of his temple, there's a beautiful flag flapping. Not a chakra, not a trishun. And that flag is a peacock. There's a dancing peacock on that flag. That's Krishna's. That indicates this is Krishna's temple. Vrindavan Krishna, dancing peacock. Quite an interesting symbol. So these are part of the Sandini Shakti. The residence, the sacred thread the Lord wears in the throne. He is thus called Lord Shesha, for he has attained the ultimate end of servitude to Krishna. That's interesting. As you know, in Hindi, the word shesh, I think, means end. So Lord Shesh, we say Ananta Shesh. Shesh means end. So the purport here is Now who is this Lord Shesh? Lord Shesh is an expansion of Lord Baladev, Lord Balaram. Lord Shesh. Bhagavan Shesh. Or Bhagavan Ananta Shesh. So the interesting explanation of this name Shesh means end. So he who has attained the ultimate end of eternal service to Krishna is Lord Shesh. So everyone here can become Lord Bhagavan Shesh. Everyone can attain that. That is the whole prayojan. The prayojan of bhakti yoga, the prayojan of devotional service, the conclusion, the ultimate goal is to the ultimate end. What is the ultimate end? What is the destination? What is perfection in bhakti? Is to attain the eternal service of Krishna. Nitya Seva. Krishna's Nitya Seva. In a Nitya Dham Vrindavan. Nitya Seva in our Nitya, or our Siddhadeha. Nitya Sharir, our eternal body. So Balaram has attained that. He's absorbed in Sevananda. It's very interesting that Krishna is the recipient of all service. He is Bhagavan. And then he expands himself in the first expansion is Balaram. And Balaram is simply Krishna is God, Balaram is God. Krishna is God receiving service, and Balaram is God giving service. Interesting how it works. So one God is Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and it says, Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. Britya means servant. Sabha means all. Eka means one. There is one Ishvara Krishna, and everyone else is a servitor. In the beginning there was one. Eko Bahusham. Eko Bahusham. Eko in the beginning and Bahusham many. So that one, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he says, I want to be served. I want to be loved. Love means service. But who's going to serve me? Because I'm me. I'm only me. There's only me. Eko. And somebody has to serve me. Okay, well, there's only me, so I have to serve myself. Just like if you have a wife, you can say, oh, wife, please cook something for me to eat. And if you don't have a wife, then you cook yourself. Otherwise, you starve. So if you have a servant, then he serves you. If you don't have a servant, then you serve yourself, isn't it? If you have a servant, he drives the car. If you don't, you drive the car. So Bhagavan is thinking, oh, I want someone to serve me in so many ways, and in unlimited ways. Oh, how am I going to do that? Because I'm me. And there's only me. Oh, I know. I'll make another me. So then he expands as Balaram. And he says, listen, Balaram, now this is what you have to do. It's like looking in a mirror. Listen, mirror. Listen, Darpan. Now you're me. Now I want you to serve. You're a second me. And I want you to serve me. You have to become my bed. You have to become my pillow. You have to become my slippers. You have to become my umbrella. You have to become my clothes. You have to become my Brahman thread. You have to become my flute. You have to become the holy dham. You have to become this, that, the other thing. And my house, and my temple, my singasan. And then the mirror says, yes, yes, yes. And each time the mirror says yes, he smiles. Because Balaram is Sevananda. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the chapter 5, Adi Lila, that he's always absorbed in the bliss, in the bliss, as they say in India, Indian yogis, bliss, transcendental bliss. He's absorbed in the bliss of serving Krishna, right? Transcendental meditation. If you take this meditation technique, you'll experience inner bliss. Only $25. I will give you a secret mantra. This is a secret. A-I-M. Aing. This is Bija mantra for Saraswati. You can just get it from a book. Aing. But if you get it from me, it costs $25. So this is the functions, the multifarious functions of Ananta Shesh. Murari re agya hoila mora rupadekam. Murari dekhaya Raghunatha paratekam. The Lord ordered Murari Gupta. So now, one by one, everyone is coming up for the day of judgment. The Christians have the day of judgment. You will be judged by the Lord at the end. What have you done? What is your record? Stand forward. Chandragupta, read the report.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, my lord Yamaraj, this person has done many sinful activities.
Acha?
But he has done one good thing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
All right, send him to Vaikuntha. Arivo! So one jiva liberated because he chanted one time, one mantra purely, Shudanam. Because of chanting one time purely, wholesale, every sin eliminated. Dai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Vo. One by one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling all of his Nitya Parishads, his devotees, to come forward, witness his Mahapaha Prakash Leela, his beautiful forms by Kuntanath, and he interacts with them in a most intimate and loving way. So now he's calling Murari Gupta. Who is Murari Gupta? Hanuman, Dasya Bhakti Hanuman, Jai Shri Ram. In Treta Yuga and Ram Leela, he comes as Hanuman. In that mood, he comes, Murari Gupta comes as a doctor, no less. So when Murari came into Srivas Thakur's house, he sees there, sitting, of course he's already there, in the assembly of 250 devotees. And Murari, he says, yes, Murari, now you come forward. Now again, now remember our movie here. Hanuman, Dasya Bhakti Hanuman, Jai Shri Ram. In Treta Yuga and Ram Leela, he comes as Hanuman. In that mood, he comes, Murari Gupta comes as a doctor, no less. So when Murari came into Srivas Thakur's house, he sees there, sitting, of course he's already there, in the assembly of 250 devotees. And Murari, he says, yes, Murari, now you come forward. Now again, now remember our movie here, we're watching. So now there were 250 devotees, and the Lord sent for Kulaveshya Sridhar, which was not there in the immediate assembly. He was called to join the assembly from his house. Then he came and became 251. And now when he came, and then he was in the center stage. All the main lights were on him, and the lights went out on everybody else in the stage. And the light was only on, the one camera was on Mahaprabhu, sitting between Lakshmi Narayan and the Singhasan of Srivas Thakur's Mandir, and standing in Darshan Mandap with Kulaveshya Sridhar. And they were speaking, laughing, interacting, prayers were recited, benedictions were given. Tattva was described by Vrindavan Das Thakur as the narrator of the story. Now it shifts. Now forward comes a new hero, a new character, a new Nayak. Now it's Murari Gupta, the old friend, the old servant of the Lord. So now the other 250 look at Murari Gupta. Oh, what's now the lights go out, you can't see them. All the lights, the light is only on Murari's face, and he's looking at the Lord. The Lord is 30 feet away, 8 feet above him in elevation, and he's looking, my Lord. Yes, Murari, come, behold my... Murari, look, behold my form. See, what do you see? Do you see Nimai Pandit? The proud scholar was walking around Navadvip so arrogant, defeating all the other scholars in the bank of the Ganga, throwing ink on anyone if they dared to challenge him. He would defeat them and throw ink on their face. Ha, 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 jump in the Ganga and swim across to the other side. Try and catch me if you can. Right? It's Nimai. So now different aspect. Mahaprakash means Mahavishnu Prakash, Ram Prakash, Narayan Prakash, all Prakash, Sarvavatari. This is Shatapaharya, means seven praharas, 21 hours continuously. This avatar, this rup, that rup, this leela, that leela, all in one, multiplex. Multiplex, 1,000 cinema screens in one hall, or one mall. One mall with 1,000 movie theaters. Imagine that. So Murari steps forward, the lights are on his face. Murari, behold my form as Lord Ramachandra. Dorvadala Shamadeke Sehi Vishwambar Virasani Vasiyache Mahadanurdhar. Murari saw Vishwambar Chaitanya was the beautiful dark green color of fresh grass, Dorba grass. And he was sitting in a Virasan posture as a powerful archer. Dhanur, Mahadanurdhar. Janaki Lakshmana Deke, Bhamete Dakshine, Chodike Karaye Stuti, Vanarendra Ghane. He saw Sita and Lakshman on the Lord's left and right. The leaders of the monkeys were offering prayers in the four directions. What was that? Sugriv? It'd be Sugriv and Jambavan. So he saw these monkeys. Vanarendra. Indra means the king of the lord of the Vanas. Vanarendragan. So it's a 20-year-old boy. It's a 20-year-old man. You have to understand, what would we see if we went there? Because we're not in Ram Bhav. We're not in that Bhav. We're in Kam Bhav. We're full of Kam and lust. We couldn't see anything. Lucky we see Lord Chaitanya, but it was 500 years ago by chance. We would see a 20-year-old young man with beautiful black long hair and lotus eyes and golden skin, beautiful form. Brahmin thread, white Brahmin thread across his broad chest. He's just sitting there. The singhasan of Lakshmi Narayan, the murtis are there. Narayan, he's sitting there in the middle. You know, on the singhasan, like in the mandir. And then, Murari, come, behold my form, what do you see? So someone might think, if some Western person reads this, he says, wow, it sounds to me, that this Murari is on LSD. Lysergic acid diethylamide, to put it in a chemical form. He's taking a little LSD and he's having hallucinations. There's simply one young golden Bengali, beautiful golden Bengali Brahmin, Jagannath Mishra's son, Vishwambar Mishra. No, it's not. Don't you see? He's green. He's green. Are you crazy? He's golden. He's like golden color. No, he's like grass color. Yeah, you took too much grass yourself. He's green as fresh grass. He's so beautiful. And not only that, Sita's there. And Lakshman. Oh my God, you're cracked. Hey, what else do you see? What else do you see over there? Hey, do you see all those monkeys? Yeah, right. I see all those monkeys, right. Sure. There's all those monkeys, right. I know Hanuman's there, right? No, I'm Hanuman. Oh, and you're Hanuman. Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye. So they have to imagine how strange it all is, would seem to the outsider who doesn't know the bhav, the lila tattva. What's the vichara here? What's going on here? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sarva. He's Purnatam Bhagavan. He's Krishna. He is Krishna, golden Krishna, Radha Krishna Yugal. He is the supreme. He is a Paravasta. He is a Paravasta avatar. Purnatam Bhagavan. The greatest form of Bhagavan. So naturally, Ram is there, Vishnu, all avatars are within him. He can manifest in any moment. Nrisimha, Vaman, Kurma, anyone. At any time. So Murari is seeing his Ishtadev. Apana prakriti vase jehina vanar sakrite kiya murcha poila vaidyavara murchita haya bhume murari padila chaitanya rafonde gupta murari rahila. Murari realized that he was also one of the monkeys, seeing the Lord face to face. The best of doctors, Murari Gupta, lost consciousness and fell to the ground in the love trap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dakke bale vishambara are re vanara pasari le tore pora ila sita chora. Vishambara explained, oh monkey, You forgot how Ravan, who stole Sita, burned your tail. So now, Murari Gupta, who in Ram Lila, in his previous incarnation, you could say, or descent, had appeared as Hanuman, Dasya Bhakta Hanuman, and now in Krishna Lila he appeared as a Vaidya, as a Brahmin. He's a Vaidya, Murari Gupta, he was a Brahmin, a Vaidya, I believe is Brahmin. And he's seeing, the Lord is saying, I am Vishwambhar and you're Murari Gupta. But I am not Vishwambhar, I am your Lord Ram, and you are my Hanuman. So when Murari Gupta realized that, then he fainted. So while he's fainted on the ground, then Lord Chaitanya is in one sense joking with him. Hey monkey, hey Bandur, Uto, rise, what are you doing? What are you doing there? He says, don't you remember? Ravana burned your tail, and then what did you do? Tui tara puri puri kaili bhamcha choya se prabhu vame tori ndila puri choya. Then you burned down the city of Ravana and subdued his dynasty. I tell you, Murari, I am that Lord. Uta uta Murari, amara tumi pran, ami se Raghavendra, tumi Hanuman. O Murari, arise, arise, you are my life, tumi pran. I am that Raghavendra, I am that Ramachandra, and you are Hanuman. Sumitra nandana deka tomara jivan jare jiaila ani se ganda madan. See your life and soul, the son of Sumitra. You brought ganda madan a hill to revive his life. Janakira charane karaha namaskar jara dukkha deki tumi kandila apar. Offer your obeisances at the feet of Sita, whose distress made you cry profusely. This is Prem Leela. This is the loving dealings between the Lord and his devotees. He loves his devotees, and he loves to give his devotees what they want. This is the lover's nature. This is the lover's swabhav. This is the lover's heart. This is the lover's expression. And this is the lover's pran. The very life of the lover is to please the beloved. Oh, this is my Murari Gupta, but I know that he loves Lord Ram. He's always meditating on his Lord Ram, Ram, Ram. So what would my beloved want more than to see his beloved? So I will manifest his beloved within me. He will see his Ram within me. This will give him the greatest happiness. If a man is separated from his wife, what will give him the greatest happiness in separation from his wife? To bring his wife? To deliver his wife before his vision? That will give him the greatest happiness. So what will satisfy the devotee? Is to have the darsakshat darshan of his ishta. At every moment he's praying to his Radha, to his Krishna, and remembering Radha and Krishna. So if someone says, I will show you Radha, I can show you Krishna, see? Then how much happy the devotee will be? How much pleased? So this is the Lord is only thinking moment to moment how to please my devotee, how to satisfy my devotee, how to serve my devotee, how to make my devotee happy. And what is the devotee thinking in reciprocal way? Oh my Lord, how can I please you? How can I make you happy? How can I serve you? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing this by these very pastimes. This is my offering to all of you, and I hope you will learn something and appreciate the great teachings of our glorious tradition. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.